As most of you know, I grew up in Indiana, actually in a small town in northern Indiana. And when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s, Indiana was known for two things, corn and basketball. On a Friday night, it was not uncommon for a local high school gym to be filled to the brim with 2,000 or 3,000 people, fans eager to cheer on their local rivals. Bragging rights were everything between towns, and there is a reason it is known as Hoosier hysteria. Now, the movie Hoosiers gives a pretty good feel for the excitement that is generated around high school basketball. And driving past houses would reveal very few that did not have a basket set up on a garage, a pole, or a barn. We would spend hours shooting baskets, playing pickup games, or maybe just games of horse. It was almost every kid's dream to play on the high school team and hit the winning shot as time expired. Now, I could shoot baskets. My record for consecutive free throws was 26. Not bad. I was really good at horse, too. I could knock shots down from just about anywhere, and trick shots, too, like from behind the basket, behind the backboard. But that's where my skill ended. I was not a very good ball handler, and I was vertically challenged in my jump. This combination was enough to keep me relegated to the bench during middle school and not even good enough to make the high school team. I simply was not worthy to be on that high school team and have my court dreams realized. Now, in our readings today, we hear about three different people who at one time did not feel worthy to serve God. In our first reading, Isaiah laments the fact that he is an unclean man with unclean lips, living among unclean people. In the second reading, Paul tells the Corinthians that he is the least of all the apostles. In the gospel reading, Peter implores Jesus to leave him because he is a sinful man. Now, when I think about Isaiah, Paul, and Peter, unworthiness is not really what comes to mind. And yet, each of them had their own way, in their own way, felt unworthy. I don't think this is something uncommon. We all have times when we have feelings of unworthiness. It may be our job, our marriage, parenting, friendships, or maybe even our relationship with God. I believe that there are many who would like to strengthen their relationship with God, especially through more service, but they feel like they lack some skill or quality that keeps from committing themselves to a deeper life of service. I know for me, it was my past. I had not always lived the most Puritan life, and I had it in my mind that those chosen by God were ones that led the straight and narrow path. And indeed, there are many wonderful people serving God that have led exemplary lives. That's not a requirement. Scriptures are filled with people that, by human accounts, have no business fulfilling the work of God, and yet they were chosen. Sometimes I wonder how many people are not in scripture stories because they chose to live their lives in their perceived unworthiness and did not say yes. So what happens when we have doubts about our worthiness? Well, we have some options. One option is to do nothing. On the onset, this may seem like the easiest choice, but that's not always the case. By doing nothing, we always have to live with what could have been. I can't be alone in failing to put aside my feelings of unworthiness from time to time and missing out on something that I might have been called for. Doing nothing can be a very, very heavy burden to bear because what might have been. Another option is to ignore the feeling of unworthiness and just do it. If you have ever watched the movie Rudy, you can see this put into action. And if you haven't seen the movie Rudy, you really should watch. It's a good movie. Rudy was told time and time again that he would never be good enough to play football for Notre Dame. Everyone knew it. Even he knew it. But he put aside the feeling of unworthiness and was consumed by his dream. This is a choice for all of us, but this also comes with some risk. When we ignore feelings of unworthiness, then we may be putting our energy into something that we were really never called to do in the first place. The hard part about this is What did we miss out on as we were trying to so hard to succeed? There's one more option that we can take, and the people in our readings today show us this way. In our first reading, when confronted with his unworthiness, Isaiah cries out to God, and he is cleansed. After being cleansed, when the question is asked, "Who do we send?" Isaiah says, "Here I am, send me." In the second reading, when Paul questions his worthiness beside the other apostles, he says he worked harder than all the rest by holding on to the mantra, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." In the gospel reading, after falling at the knees of Jesus saying he is a sinful man, Peter is commissioned to go out and be fisher of men. In all three cases, Isaiah, Paul, and Peter, they turn towards God in their feelings of unworthiness and let themselves be transformed by accepting the gifts that God was ready to give them to complete their mission. The same is true for us. When we feel unworthy to our mission, do we rely on ourselves or do we turn towards God? Do we latch onto those holy moments, as Matthew Kelly would say, to see if there's a pattern that points us towards what God is calling us to in our lives? What I have found in my life is that when I draw closer to God, the moments of unworthiness become far less frequent. Now, it's not that I do not have times when I wonder if I'm up to a particular task, but overall, I can sense that I am on the right path. We all have unique talents and gifts that can be used for the glory of God. Paul could not say it any better. Through the grace of God, I am what I am. We are who we are. But one thing is certain, and that is that we are all called to holiness. We are all called to seek out God and his will for our life. And everyone is worthy of that.